In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. The women left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, disciples of Jesus, were returning to the tomb where the body of Jesus had been laid. Because of the love and devotion of two other disciples, Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus, Jesus' burial was that of a king. Jesus' body was wrapped in elaborate linen cloths and 100 pounds of myrrh and aloes and other spices. There would be no stench or ugliness of death for their Lord. But there was death. And with death, there is mourning and grief and pain and fear. This is what the women were feeling fully when they returned to Jesus' tomb that day after the Sabbath. And what they saw frightened them. The great stone sealing the entrance to the tomb had been rolled away. And they saw an angel sitting on top of it as if it were merely nothing for an angel of the Lord to shake the earth and move the stone. All four Gospels, all four accounts attest that the heavy great stone was removed, that stone that was meant to seal Christ's body in and had been rolled away, even guarded by soldiers. That seemingly impenetrable barrier separating life and death was removed. In the Gospel of John, the angels sat where Jesus' body was no more. In Luke, the angels said, "He is not here, but has risen." In Mark, the angels said, "He has risen. He is not here." And in Matthew, we heard tell this morning, "He is not here, for he has risen." All four Gospels proclaim the stone rolled away from the tomb and that Jesus was not there. Glory be to God. He is risen. And when the women saw and heard the angel speak, they quickly left to return to the other disciples with fear and great joy. Feelings that are nearly opposites on the chart of human emotions. Fear of the unknown, the future, now that a loved one has died. And when this happens in our lives, we ask, where do I go from here? How do I go on? Where do I find joy? There is joy in the celebration of a lifetime spent with a loved one, or that someone dear to us is no longer in pain and suffering but with Christ in a far better place. Fear and joy. And when the women meet the risen Christ along the way, Jesus greets them as friends and says, "Do not be afraid." He comforts their fear. And when your fear has been removed, what fills that space is joy. The two disciples fall to Jesus' feet, his wounded feet, where all his blood had run down, and they worshiped him. The first witnesses of the risen Christ. And then there was joy. Jesus tells them to go on and to tell the others that he will see them soon. Just as the angel says to Mary at the empty tomb, "This is my message for you." This is the message for us. Jesus Christ is risen. Be not afraid. Be strong. Be joyful. And go on. Go on and tell your friends and your neighbors and your co-workers. And if you're a little hesitant about doing this, to open up and say it, act it through your acts of love and kindness. They will know that you are believers and a follower of Christ. Tell them about your faith as you grow stronger. This is our faith, that Christ suffered, died for us, and is the risen Lord. This is what Peter did when he was testifying to the Gentiles, who many were hearing the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ for the first time, that God raised him on the third day and made him to appear to us after he rose. And Jesus ate and drank with them just as before. This is the risen Lord, the gift of grace from God, eternal life with Christ, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our Lenten journey has prepared us for Holy Week, the wonderful services that we experience together here that week, Palm Sunday, Maundy Thursday, the Stations of the Cross, and Good Friday, all prepared us for the joy of this morning. Let us fully embrace the joy and rejoice in the promise of rising with him. This day and all through the Easter season, let's live in our preparation. Let us work in our experience from Lent and Holy Week and this beautiful and wondrous morning, all through this Easter season. Stay ever close to Christ. Share in acts of love and kindness with family and friends, at work, or on a walk when you might meet a stranger. In private, give thanks and praise to our risen Lord, in whom we place our hope. Soak in the beauty. Cherish the moments with loved ones. Make new friends. And live with great joy. And let us please say it again. Alleluia. Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Amen.